Ocean FM.
Donegal Plumbing and Heating, Old Lahey Road, Donegal Town. Suppliers of underfloor heating packages, aluminium radiators, Samson and Daikin air-to-water heat pumps, and all your renewable needs. And sponsors of the Donegal GAA podcast.
It was just fabulous to see him alive and up and picking her up.
The thing about the club is you don't choose your club. It's like family.
You want to get back out on the field. It's just it's in your blood, I suppose. And you just want to get out there now and get the games going again.
Brian Murray, thank you. Let me shake hands with you. You come in here hobbling. How are you feeling now?
Oh, I'm all right. I tell you nothing but a couple of pints, won't you? I'll tell you, you know.
He gets a bit behind it. He launches it in. It's over the bar. The wee man.
Yes, and welcome to the Donegal GAA podcast with Ocean FM. Paddy McGill here, coming from the commentary box in McCool Park in Ballybofey, where we have just watched Gwydior defeat Four Masters, a young Donegal town side, by 2 points, and we have just been told that the semi-final lineup in the Senior A in the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Senior Football Championship, St. Michael's, who had a brilliant victory earlier on today, a Lazarus type comeback against Kilcar, they will take on Dunloe, who not many people give the Ross's men a chance against Glenswilly yesterday. And as I said, Gwydior winning by 2 points here, and St. Union's knocking out the holders Niamh Connell yesterday, who were chasing a 3 in a row. Joyce McMullen, All-Ireland winner with Donegal in 1992. Damien Devaney, our draw manager. Joyce, coming to you first, I suppose, before we get to that draw for Masters, no doubt you're very disappointed with that, but it's a young side.
Yeah, absolutely. Can't be too disappointed. You know, their year in general went fairly well. There was a few flat performances, but you know, they gained valuable experience. There's a very young team out there. Three of those were minors last 2 years ago. You know, Callum McRae, who was outstanding, I thought. David Mullen and Senan Carr. Senan didn't get a lot of ball, but look, it's a very young, inexperienced team, and I think inexperience caught us in the end. We got caught with the ball down here. We just turned over stuff that experienced players would have held on to and maybe won a free or whatever. Gwydior had the nonch to come in and do it. Like, you know, they weren't impressive. I thought they would have been better after a big performance against the McCools last week, but you know, they got the job done. They'll certainly need to be up in the ante a bit if they're playing Unions next weekend.
Some teams come to the end of a cycle, but I was talking to Barry Monaghan just before the game. I mean, this is literally in the embryo stages of what Donegal, and every, to be honest, every other club is a little bit frightened. Yeah. It's not like they're coming with one or two good underage teams. This looks really, really promising. And while there's never a guarantee of that transition, there just seems to be so many players in your own club coming through.
And look, the quality is there as well. There's a good minor team from last year. There's Conor McCall, and there's two sons of Shane and Carr's coming through, and they're real quality. Like, you know, so that's what you're looking for, and that's what you need. You need to bring them through and coach them properly. But again, look, this was a good learning process for Four Masters. Good matches. You know, what they haven't had experience before, those young lads out there, was real championship football. And that is what they got against Gwydior. There was plenty of good heavy hits, good physical game. Game lacked quality in a lot of places. Gwydior had some wides, we had some bad wides. But look, that's what championship football does, and you can't buy that experience. I think Four Masters will be a better team again next year for it. And, you know, yes, they have a load of potential. It'll be a few years down the line. They have certainly the potential to go and challenge for county finals. But, you know, there's a long way to go before that.
Especially in the era of S&C as well. It feels like it's nearly a year or two too soon. And they were nearly a victim of their own success with some brilliant results. But a lot of the big teams at the moment, they're big, they're powerful, they're ballers. But even look at St. Eunan's and Niamh Connell last night.
It was very noticeable from up here in the commentary position, the physicality of both teams going out. Four Masters are just light, younger and smaller, and Gwydior are a big, strong and physical team. You know, that's all it takes. Gwydior will certainly improve. They will need to improve to be a factor against St. Eunan's, but I think they will. They have the stuff. They have the quality as well. So look, you know, it's It's Niamh Connell people won't like me, and Kilcare people won't like me here, but it is nice to see Dunlow and St. Michael's contesting another semi-final. It brings change. Change is what we need. We need all these teams to be competitive, to make a good senior championship, which will then benefit Jim McGuinness when he's picking his county senior team. So, yeah, it's all good. Like, you know, it's new, and that's what we need. We need new teams stepping up, and I hope Four Masters can step up and contest the county final in the not too distant future.
I'll just get one more question off you before you go, and I know you need to go. Guizor, you're a tired man, Joyce, aren't you? I wish I had a date. Just St. Michael's beating Kilcare. Like, I was going to say, and that's probably doing a disservice to Dunlow. I mean, who's picking these results? Okay, Four Masters were favourites. Now, Unions were slight favourites against Niamh Connell, but most people you spoke to actually fancied Niamh Connell. What a win for St. Michael's.
Massive. They've had a very good championship, you know. They went straight through front door, so to speak, and winning their group games. We actually played them over in Ardrahan. They were very good that day. They were very clinical, you know, and they've a lot of experience with the likes of Martin McElhinney. And not today, I think Michael Langan obviously wasn't back either. So I don't know, will they maybe fly him in now for the semi final? That'll be interesting to see. But they've a couple of very good players, you know, Colin McFadden in the middle of the field brings a lot of legs and that, and the two O'Reilly boys are going really, really well. So no, they'll be delighted where they're at.
Will they take Michael Langan back for the semi-final? It's a tough one now, Joyce, isn't it? Like, it's tough hard to know what to do there. What a win for them.
Will Michael Langan want to come back to play in a county semi-final? That's the question, you know. So yeah, he would love to play in a county semi-final. I would love to see him playing in it. So I hope he comes. I really do. I mean, he's a quality player. He's what supporters come to see. It's a biggie. It's really up to the club and the individual themselves. Yeah, I would love to see him playing it.
Can you see, before you go on your date, can you see any way past St. Unions now to go on and win this?
I think, you know, Unions will be favourites. The quality, the numbers, they have the subs, they have everything going for them. They have Niamh Connell, which is a bogey team, out of the way. But look, you know, they won't have it handy. Guidoor will give them their full of it. Guidoor did enough to get past us tonight.
Good way going into a match?
Absolutely, absolutely. Coming off a shocker is the best way to go into a big game. I think they might have a shock or two in store for Unions. Now, Unions will be favourites, and again, they do have the stuff, and they should come through it, but it's not a done deal by any means. And the challenge is there for Guidoor now to pick themselves up. After that performance tonight, they got over the line. You know, the incentive of a county final, they would love to get back. They didn't do themselves justice last year. Yeah, I can see them and the Unions being really feisty.
You going for a pint?
I would love one. Yeah.
I might have one or three or four myself. Joyce McMullen O'Leary. Oh, by the way, I was in commentary earlier and I was just got into a bit of a tangle. I said, Joyce McMullen, All-Ireland winner with Donegal 2012, but you are still very young looking.
Ah, Jesus, Paddy.
Man, it's a compliment.
That's not going to work. I'm feeling every day of 32 years since we won All-Ireland. So
the years have been kind. You're very kind. Thanks, Joyce McMullen. Joyce in a hurry, so thanks for joining me. Just, I mean, I don't really know where to start because I thought, when I was going to be doing this podcast, all we were going to be talking about was St. Unions and Niamh Connell. And, like, Michael's, just going back to that again, I was at the game, I was commentating on it with Peter Campbell. They were 12-4 up. Now, that was Kilcare were. Now, there was a slight breeze, but I wouldn't be really, I mean, it wasn't absolutely huge or anything. It's actually an insane result, isn't it? It's without their best player. Wow. And you mentioned Colin McFadden was brilliant in the second half. Daniel McLaughlin was actually brilliant.
Daniel's coming in. They have a good bench. They have a very good bench there. You know, Andrew Kelly comes in there as well. Daniel McLaughlin had been coming off the bench.
Yeah, of course, you've played them.
We played them, aye. So, no, they have a good squad and they're battle-hardened as well. You know, they can set up in such a way that it makes life very difficult for you. But they've also got that bit of physicality too. They've played Dunlow already. Beat them by a point, so they'll be relishing that tie sometimes. But I actually felt in this game today, when Guidoor were coming in, having lost the Four Masters already in the competition, I thought that maybe made me sort of edge towards Guidoor winning it.
But listen, you can't call that. You can't call that semi-final. That's going to be a very, very tight game again. You have to give a bit of credit to Desi at Dundalk too, because their league season was sort of patchy at times, but they've really turned it around as well. So no, fair play to all four teams.
Just talking to Alan Foley actually earlier on, he was so impressed with them as well. He says they're so well organised, they're well conditioned, they know what they're doing, they know what their roles are. He wasn't overly surprised with that result against Glenswilly, but I mean, they're turning into the story of the championship, Dunlow, aren't they?
Yeah, oh, definitely. And they have another team that are big physical men. You know, they have the keeper from Danny right out high. They're big around the middle of the field, so they can mix and match it as well. Hey, so they'll be delighted where they're at.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. What about that big one last night? I thought some people give out about the modern game, and it was a typical modern game, but I just thought quality from both teams, the amount of phenomenal players that were on the pitch, it's a huge win for Unions, isn't it? And maybe I get the feeling nearly better off winning that by a point than if they had to go through by 6 or 7 points.
I know, definitely. They were very impressed. I thought in the first half yesterday it was as good as I've seen that Unions team play. They were very controlled and they held the ball well. Niall O'Donnell was obviously going well. I thought Sean Patton's kickouts too at times were just exceptional. There was three in particular where he just went straight over the top and found a man, so that makes it very difficult for teams, you know. But Unions will look forward to playing Gwydor again, having lost to them early on in the championship as well. So that's going to be a great game. Probably Niamh Connell probably made more mistakes than normal last night. There was one or two wee turnovers that resulted in scores for Unions, but it was a cracker of a game.
Niamh Connell owe their supporters absolutely nothing. They're going for three in a row, and I think that second half yesterday, to be honest with you, I would have put the mortgage on them with 10 minutes to go. We've seen that script before. Anthony Thompson playing like a 21-year-old all-star almost. What a player. I thought Finbar Rorty really grew into it. They are tough, tough men, and if they had to get over that, they're probably going to go on and win the championship themselves. So they're an incredible team to just even just hang in their live of scraps and whatever was said at half time. Maybe they didn't need to say much at half time. They are an outstanding outfit.
Oh, unbelievable. Like Finbar, for 18 years of age to come in and bring the physicality he brought into the game. But you have to remember, Niamh Connell don't complain about the players they're missing. But if you take Alton Doherty out of that team,
Eunan Doherty,
Jack McKelvey wasn't there yesterday, and you know, another man that's been out long term, Owen McGettigan too, would make
Nathan Byrne
as well. So like it shows the squad they have, and they were only a kick of the ball away. So no, they'll be back again next year, just like every other year.
They're going absolutely nowhere. And yeah, so brilliant wins, as I said, for Dunlow, St Eunan, St Michael's, and Gwydor overcoming four Masters. And it's just, of course, the semi final lineup. Unions have already played Gwydor. Yeah. Gwydor beating them 1-7 to 9 points. Michaels have already played Dunlow. It's hard to believe we're going to have Dunlow or Michaels in a county final. No, it is, though, to be in no way patronising. It's great in a way.
No, and both them games were a point. I think three of the games this weekend, there was a point in the difference. So, like, it's for all the critics of the championship, you know, I think it's been a good championship so far. It's exciting. There's been good crowds.
You get one bad game and everybody says Gaelic football's finished, as if there was no bad games in the 80s or 90s.
Exactly that. It's just there's more coverage now, I suppose. But it's been good so far, and I think everybody will be looking forward to the two semi-finals next week.
Yeah, there's absolutely no doubt about that. Can I just ask you, Niamh Columba, I didn't make that game today, overcoming Mallon 2-10 to 1-10, Termon winning yesterday. So Glenn, Niamh Columba take on Termon in 2 weeks' time. That's going to be an absolute cracker, isn't it? A lot of hurt for both clubs probably over the last couple of years. Niamh Columba losing to Dunlow in an intermediate final a few years ago. Tough one to call.
Very tough. I'd be very impressed with Termon when I've seen them. Just in league games that we played them in the last year or two, they've big men all over the field, you know, and real mobile. And what every team needs is really top class forwards as well. So they've really men that can take scores. Glenn obviously are mad to get back into senior football. You know, they put a big push to get back into Division 1 last year, and they'll be mad to get into senior football. It'd be a very hard one to call, but I would probably just edge towards Termon, I think
they'll probably go into that one as favourites. Well done to both teams. And then the junior, Niamh Padraig, Ishkahin, will take on Cairn Donagh in 2 weeks' time. Cairn Donagh overcoming Convoy and Neave Patrick overcoming Neave Alton. That's going to be a cracker as well.
Yeah, good game. Convoy. Actually,
Derby as well.
I know Convoy had put in a big push too, so Cairn Donagh beat them comprehensively yesterday, which I was surprised to see. As for Muff, then we played them again in the league. They actually beat us in the league this year down there. They have a big lad, Kevin Lynch, inside. I know he was carrying a knock into the game at the weekend, but came on and scored a goal, so they'll be doing everything to get him right for that game. And obviously McColligan as well, so they've a really good outfit there. So I'd probably be leaning towards Muff winning that one, but again, local derby, anything can happen, and Cairn are obviously going very well, so it'll be interesting.
Okay, and in the ladies final in senior, Termin defeated Neave Connell, in the semi-finals, and of course Moville overcoming St Union. So Termin will take on Moville in that one, and the big club in Monaghan, Dunamoyne, are actually gone, so the winners of Donegal will really fancy that one. You'd fancy Termin in the final, though, wouldn't you? But Moville, brilliant win against Unions.
Yeah, so you'd have to, whenever Geraldine's back playing and they've the full cavalry, you'll have to edge towards Termin in that one, you know, so it could be a good year for Termin. But a Moville with Neave Hegarty in that, and I'm not sure if Kira's back playing with them as well, so they'll give them all they want, and there's a bit of rivalry there, so no, that'll be plenty of good games to look forward to, Paddy.
Okay, last one. Calder only got, I know, next weekend Michael's done low. This is now turning into an impossible call, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd probably just slightly edge with St. Michael's just, but again, I think it's going to be like their previous meeting. I think there's only going to be a point or two either way. Really hard one to call. I think maybe just a wee bit of firepower from young O'Reilly there, I think, will make a bit of a difference. He's had a great season, so I would just edge towards them just on that fact.
You going Unions to beat Gwydor? Two most successful clubs in Donegal club football.
You'd have to think now, Unions, that if they can keep things on the straight and narrow and keep Niall O'Donnell and these boys fit, that they'll be very hard to stop. Hey, and yeah, you'd probably have to fancy them against Gwydor. But listen, Gwydor are battle hardened and they're carrying a bit of hurt from last year as well, so they'll look forward to that. And they obviously beat Unions in the championship already this year, so no, they'll not fear anything at all, you know, and they'll regroup. And as Joy said earlier on, you know, it's always good to go into them games on the back of a per performance rather than going in after a really big win, so they'll know that they've work to do, and they'll regroup and get back at it.
You haven't far to travel now home, have you?
No, me and the two boys here will just walk out the road, so it's handy enough.
Hope you're buying both of them now something nice to eat. School early in the morning for everybody. Damien Devaney, a gentleman as always, thanks a million for joining me on the Donegal GA podcast.
No hassle at all, Paddy, thanks a million.
Now the lads who will be writing articles to the early hours, the Donegal Democrat duo of Alan Foley and first Conor Breslin. Conor sporting a Summer Bay type haircut. What is it? Kind of it's a crossbred between a skin fade and a mullet. Would that be fair to say?
Well, I was trying to do a mullet, but people have been giving different opinions on it, Paddy. I know you've done a barber course on it, so you might be able to sort it out during the winter months. But I don't know, maybe I might have been pulling it out watching some of the football down this season. But it might suit me. People might have their own opinions on it, but you know me, I'm not one that you know, falls into the public opinion too easily. I kind of do my own thing.
Yeah, I was told that I can't teach and I can't commentate, and that's why I'm doing a barber's course, and didn't stick with that too long, unfortunately. Yeah. Ran out of time.
But talking about, you know, writing reports in the early hours, if you said you can't teach and you're forced to do the barber course, but back playing maybe now, so we'll be writing reports about you now and playing junior football.
Back playing after 50 years out of the game, yeah. Junior C down in Longford. Now only played two games, so, but yeah, into a county final. That's why I don't criticise, by the way, because I was there thinking there was a match one day. I was thinking this is really slow, and then it came on at half time and it felt like an All-Ireland final for me. But it is good to be back and in a county final, but I don't think I'll get in the start.
But
because
we know how hard it is, so it's very hard. Maybe sometimes when you're looking at that football, you want to criticise, but then I think when we step out in the field as well, we know how difficult it is. So
100%. You actually do realise. And then some lad then on a senior club game gives away one pass or the county, and you're like slating them, and you're going, hang on here a second, this is, where am I going from this? But it is actually good to have that empathy of the standard that you're actually watching. It's incredible.
Absolutely. I mean, I suppose today's game for Masters and Gidor here in Ballybuffet, you know, maybe not one for the purists, 4-4 at half time and finishing 9-7. But, you know, look, the question was coming on everyone's lips, could Gidor be toppled a third time? They already lost earlier in the season, 3-9-1-7 to four Masters in the opening round of the championship. And then that really, really dull game against St. Michael's in the, I believe it was the fourth round, 5-6, the final score was there. So all the question was, can, you know, four Masters maybe overtake Gidor again, particularly after maybe some people might say they're upsets. I was listening, you know, to Desi Gallery yesterday from Dunloe and saying people had them written off, but they went in with great confidence. You know, they brought great physicality, so they did, to Glenn Swilly. And then you had that spectacle with St. Eunan's and Niamh Connell yesterday, Owen McGeehan hitting that final point. And then probably one that no one expected that you were on commentary for, Paddy, you know, St. Michael's v. Kilcare. It was, you know, Michael's looked as good as gone, you know, especially without Michael Langan, and then to pull that back into down Kilcare. So, you know, Gidor and I will very much fancy their chances, but they have a lot of work to do judging on today's performance. And, you know, they'll know that themselves, considering, you know, it's a bit of a rebuilding period for them. They had a lot of players going that have left. You know, Alan can, you know, possibly rhyme off them better than I can. But for Masters today, if you're actually analysing the game, you know, they put it up to Gidor for long periods. You know, it's not easy when you have to mark players like Donal McGillivray and Darrow Boyle and people like that, really towering players around the middle of the field that were, you know, driving at for Masters. But I thought the defence was very solid. I thought Callum McRae, Dylan Kennedy, Brian Fagan were quite good, but maybe that final end product let them down a little bit. And the one thing, you know, I would possibly say, you know, not to kind of put the knife in too hard, you know, for four Masters on what is probably a disappointing day for them, they've been playing very open football throughout the season. What I saw them, brilliant football, and they had two real dynamites in there with Senan Carr and Killian Faulkner. And doing that in Division 2 is all happy and glorious, but it's another step up when you're doing it against teams like Gidor. Even last week, you know, a team like Killy Beggs, who's been around Senior Championship, you know, they knew how to probably cut them out and cut that supply of ball into Senan Carr out last week. And Gidor, I thought, did it very well today. And that's something that they'll probably go back and learn on. For Gidor, probably they have to sharpen up in certain areas, but no, I mean, it looked nerve-wracking for them going into the final 15 minutes, and Gidor were able to take it to the wheel, and probably a few calls they might disagree with, but no, fair play to them to iron that game out and really drive at it. And into the last 4 hours, it's anyone's game.
Yeah, and that's so true, and I think the future's really bright for four Masters, given, you know, the amount of players that they have coming through, and Joyce already alluded to that. Just before we get on to yesterday's game, Alan, I know you were at both Glen Swilly, Dunloe match, and Niamh Connell, St. Eunan's. That result for St. Michael's, I was there on commentary today. One of the most bizarre second halves, honestly, and it's not recency bias here, one of the most bizarre second halves that I've ever witnessed, because I was saying to a couple of the local lads, Glenty's lads, Martin Doherty was there, a few lads like that. It's one thing when teams that are fancy to go and win championships, so say a Kilcare, Niamh Connell, Gidor, Eunan's, over the past couple of years, if they come back against a team that maybe is below them, you're not as surprised. Or if a middle-of-the-road team comes back, this is a team with championship credentials, 8 points up with 10 minutes gone in the second half. It's insane, that result. And just Daniel McLaughlin kicked 6 points, and he was just so, so, so impressive. And it's hard to believe, this caveat that we're talking about, they did not have Michael Langan. It's just a terrific win for them, Alan, isn't it? Because they're kind of a club that we've always felt, they're great lads, just no way patronising. They've produced some unbelievable players. But you did, a lot of us probably did feel that maybe their best days were over. And I know that might be harsh, but what a win for them. And now they've done low in the semi-final. Like, it's actually remarkable. Martin McIlhenny honestly looked like a 24-year-old in that second half. He really did roll back the years. Colin McFadden with an unbelievable goal. Carlos O'Reilly with another incredible goal. And it's just, what a performance. Like, so, so, so good without Langan.
Yeah, incredible. And like, they're the only side in the Championship that have a 100% record, because of course them and Glenswilly were the two that came through. They've been hit hard. You know, I spoke to Cathal Sweeney, the joint manager, just at the start of this season. They played a kind of a bizarre enough draw at home to Glenswilly, just one of those crazy windy days in Dunfanaghy. And you always thought with them, you know, the local knowledge in Dunfanaghy will get them, you know, so far. But their league performance, you know, wasn't great. I don't think anybody would have thought they would have, you know, become top of the Championship group, and then haven't done that. And then, as you said, without Michael Langan, you know, they've had to rebuild considerably, even in the last few years. You know, like Hugh O'Donnell was a key player for them. He's away. Conan Brennan, there's people like Rory Freeland, Brian Creed even. You know, they've kind of lost them all. But they were, even that day I spoke to Cahill, you know, he says, like, we're going to keep the wheels in motion. We're going to chat about who's here and who's not here, instead of who's not here. And as you said today, Paddy, I was actually travelling at the time, thought that game was over, basically, and then couldn't believe it when I heard the final score. You have to give it to them for just the way they pulled together to pull this out. As you said, whatever about them winning 4-4 in the group stage, but at 8 points down today, they seem to have not really played in the first half at all. But just to pull it around the way they did and get to the semi-final now is remarkable.
There's no doubt about that. As I said, you were at both games yesterday. Dunlow with a brilliant victory. And spoke to you actually earlier in the week. You weren't as surprised as maybe the bookies were and so a lot of other neutral observers.
No, I've seen Dunlow playing Glenswilly a few times, and like Glenswilly have invariably come out on top in most of them. But Dunlow are a very well-conditioned team, and you can see it even just when they ran out yesterday. When we were walking in, you could see them coming out past, you know, the three Kearns, you know, Ryan Connors, Conor O'Donnell, Danny Rogers. Like, they're in great shape. And I just felt, you know, against Glenswilly that, you know, Glenswilly people kind of think of as a physical team and this sort of thing. Maybe that's more of a reputation from years gone by. Like, when you've seen the two teams lining up together, Glenswilly now, they've an awful lot of youth. You know, they've done very well and they will continue to do well with their, they have a really good underage structure. But I honestly thought that Dunlow would go into that game with absolutely no fear. Not that Glenswilly would have feared them either. But the four ties in the quarterfinals, I think all the eight teams, you know, would have slightly fancied their own chances. I don't think there was any massive outsiders. I don't think it was a major shock yesterday. Maybe a bit of a surprise. But they hit the ground running, got their two early goals. And, you know, they dug in. At halftime, they were two up, but they had more chances than that. They probably was a disservice to them just to be the two up. Glenswilly kind of got going then with a great point by Jamie McCauley. They got back to level, and you thought then, you know, it was really in the melting pot with about 15 to go, and Dunlow went up the field and scored 3 points to come through just by the bare minimum. Now they're holding on at the end, but even the way they played just after the break, they were compact. They have big strong defenders. They were hard to chisel through. Then with the likes of, you know, Darragh Gallagher dropping deep, he was kind of a playmaker for the likes of Oisin Boner and stuff. They could have had two goals at the start of the second half, which put the game to bed altogether. And they held on, and I think they definitely would have believed they can win that fixture. And even talking to them yesterday, they were kind of, it was the first of the four games, you know, it was all bonus nearly, we don't care who we draw. But then when they see St. Michael's, like the two sides played at the Bridge in the group stage, Michael's were leading 8-1, I think. Ended up winning by just a point. Dunlow really gave them a game. Now, I know it was very wind affected, and we probably won't get those sort of conditions next week. But again, I think Dunlow and Michaels will just look at each other and say, do you know what, let's bring this on. It's an absolutely, you know, it's something so different, because there has been a bit of a status quo with the likes of Niamh Connell, especially, and St. Dunans in the senior finals in recent years. But now, you know, we're going to have a team that probably very few would have predicted in the final. And I think it's great for football in general, really.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. And just before I come to you, Connor, the big one last night, Niamh Connell and St. Dunans, I thought it was a really good game. Like I just said to Damien Devaney, I would have put the mortgage, everything, 10 minutes ago on Niamh Connell to see that out. They're tough, aren't they, though, to even hang in there. I thought Dunans' first half display was just, they were mesmerising, and they were so, so good. And I think for the first time ever at halftime, it was like, there's no way back for Niamh Connell here. But silly for me, that's Niamh Connell, that's what they do.
I think, first half was excellent for Dunans. I got the feeling at halftime, I think it was 7-3, that, you know, if St. Dunans can even hold the 4-point lead up to even the 40, 45th sort of minute and take it from there. Now, they had a couple of chances with, you know, Niall O'Donnell marked a ball and Darryl McGrew went through just when he'd come on. But then saw the lead start to chisel away. Now, I think St. Dunans probably made poor decisions in that spell of the game. there was almost, you know, it was a stage, and as you said, Niamh Connell have kind of run this course a lot, and you know, they're so consistently good, Niamh Connell, at coming out of tight situations. I mean, they went up by a point then, and as you said, like, I thought that probably could have been curtains for St. Julian's. So even though there's kind of a lot,
that Kieran Moore score was massive, wasn't it? James Kelly, yeah.
And even the way they worked the winning score then for Owen McGeehan, in ways, you know, I think Unions are very strong favourites for this championship, but like, they've lost to Gwydor in the group stage. Gwydor can take plenty from that. St. Julian's probably learned plenty from that. And even last night, I think, you know, like, you have to think of Niamh Connell were missing some really important players like Alton Doherty, Jack McKelvey, Owen McGinn, oh yeah, massively. But like, as you said, they did rally, they got it together, and they invariably come through these sort of scrapes. Niamh Connell are very good at doing that. So even though Kenny St. Dunans won it quite ugly in the end, you could probably say it's probably something this team needed. Unions are always like that. They have the capabilities of winning them games like by six points, which they did, you know, in Lenties in the group stage. But I think people knew that there wasn't an awful lot to get read into that. So for them to come through a tough game, like, they're still relatively quite a young team. Like, a few of them have championship medals, you know, from the 2021 season. But even the likes of Kieran Moore that were playing reserve that year. So, you know, that will bring them on last night. Again, I think, even though a lot of people will say now it's theirs to lose, I think they've a lot to work on themselves. I think they know that themselves as well. So even though they're favourites, I don't think they'll be taking anything for granted whatsoever.
Yeah. Is it Unions to lose, Connor?
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with that. I think...
Well, no, Alan didn't say it's Unions to lose. He's saying people will say it's Unions to lose. Yeah, I think it is. And I'm loving this. And you know, Gary McFadden there from Gwydor, top lad. And I actually think that, just on Gwydor though, we said it last year, and we've said this before, Alan, we've stated this a number of times. People think Gwydor and they think 2018 Ulster champions, right? The turnover alone from 2023 final against Niamh Connell to 2018, I actually think it's remarkable. And I actually think that they overachieved last year getting to a final. The amount of players that Gwydor have not got available that could be playing for them, I actually think they'd probably be the best team in Donegal. And this year again, Alan, There's another turnover from last year.
Well, from last year alone, like, there was a picture in the rounds of a reserve game against Glenfinnan, I think it was, with the three McGee brothers all playing reserves. Like, those three guys have all earned medals since last year as well. Owen McNeilis is gone, Michael Carroll's gone, Kane Mulligan's gone. So that's six players I've named already just since last October. And even when they came to St. Eunan's in the group stage, having been quite well beaten at Four Masters, you know, I said to Ron, I thought you might panic and, you know, pull someone like Neil McGee back into the team. And he was insistent, you know, these young guys are the team that they're building on. What sort of message would it send out to you know, put someone like Neil back in? And, you know, he's very praiseworthy because you can see they're obviously transitional. And they're kind of having to, you know, cut their cloth accordingly to, you know, to do what they're doing at the minute. Like, as you said, last year was a good achievement with what they have to reach a final. This year, you know, they're in the semi-final again. And they've won the last 221 championships. And, you know, they have a really good representation in the Donegal Minor setup as well. There was a game this year, they had six starters. So, like, Ronan says that the great work that has been done at underage is making his job easier. Now, there's going to be more to come with those lads. But he stuck with them and stuff, and like the guy, like you mentioned, Gary McFadden there. Like, I think he's as good as a defender that I've seen in this championship. I've actually seen Gwydor four times in the championship this season. They've kind of produced the good, bad, and the ugly on occasion. But the four times I've seen them, they've won them all. So I might take next weekend off.
But yeah, it's kind of this thing. Gwydor are a young team coming, or sorry, an old wise team, but they're actually not. They've a couple of older lads, but they're actually a young team.
Yeah, like whatever people say about, you know, young people coming through and stuff, football by and large is still about today and it's about now. Like, yeah, you know, and it's all well and good chatting about next year and this might happen, you know, but for what they have, as I said, they went to Letterkenny that day, they played it tight, and Unions had just come off the very good victory, like a 9-point win over Kilcare, a 6-point win over Niamh Connell, and Gwydor turned them over that day. You know, people point to maybe missed chances and snatchiness from Unions later on, but I think that was the way Gwydor set up. Now, Unions, by their own admission, I think were very far off it that day. They definitely know they must improve on that there. But, you know, Gwydor will have definitely a little bit of improvement from that as well to do, and they have kind of produced a bit of a blueprint that they can work off. So I think, you know, they'll probably try, and they don't have probably the scoring power they would have had in previous years, They know that maybe. I think Darrow Boyle, the responsibility he has taken has been exceptional, you know, in this championship. He really has driven them on. You can see him, like Donald McGill of Regis, as I said, Ethan Harkins popped up with scores, Gary McFadden. I think just every time he seems to mark somebody, he almost eliminates him from the game. Really fuss-free sort of player. So, again, like that's a game you kind of, there'll be a lot of thought put in, I think, from both managers there as well. So, and I wouldn't have St. Junan's as absolutely Stonewall favourites for that either. And as we said, this weekend it showed there was four games, I think maybe, what way the bookies worked out, maybe three of them probably went against what, you know, the favouritism tag. And in the four games, you had a one-point game, a one-point game, a one-point game, and a two-point game. And only that point at the end for Gwydor, at the very, very bitter end, you almost would have had that. So the margins are thin here, Paddy, and it's, you know, it's a nip and tuck, as they say, championship.
And it's good to see as well. I mean, we spoke as well on, I think, in terms of, and I never like bringing this up on air on the podcast, but over the teams the past number of years, Niamh Connell, St. Eunan's, Kilcar, and Gwydor, I think since 2016, they have been the only teams to eliminate each other from the championship. So
I think you're going back to Termin knocking out Gwydor 1 year in a group game is the last time. I think that's the stats. So in a knock, and we're talking knockout game. Knockout, yeah.
An actual knockout game there, the teams. And it just shows that these teams like Gwydor, Eunan's, Kilcar, and Niamh Connell peak at the right time. You know, if they make the mistake early in the championship, which the teams have done, they usually don't.
Well, they've had the best players, like,
that's true as well. And you know, people have debated all season about the, you know, the quality of the championship, and if there's too many games, you know, there has to be five games that these 16 teams can play because there's not enough in the league and they have to play 18 games in a season. I think the problem with it overall, Paddy, and people have their different opinions on how they enjoy football, four group games to eliminate, or five, sorry, to eliminate four teams, the problem is the football can sometimes be bloody awful, you know. Now, that doesn't mean much to the four teams that are through to the quarterfinal, but I think seeing a team like Dunlow, who will very much put it up to St. Michael's and vice versa, Michael's up to Dunlow, and, like, you know, will Eunan's be going in as dead favourites against Gwydor? I really don't think so, but...
surely Eunan's are hot favourites against Gwydor, no? I know Gwydor beat them, but surely...
Yeah, but I wouldn't be surprised if Gwydor put it up to them and catch Eunan's on the hop. I would be back in Eunan's as well, because they'll take such a boost from that Niamh Connell game. And I do think that they were the second best team in the championship after Niamh Connell. But, you know, it can all be on the day on what happens, and, you know, an injury or anything like that there. I would still be back in Eunan's now for the championship, so I just think... To knock out a team like Niamh Connell, who have been a thorn in their side for a number of years, apart from 2021, really, in the knockout stages of the championship, they'll take a great, great, you know, boost of confidence. And another thing about St. Eunan's, which we spoke about as well, Alan, particularly throughout the season, and we're wondering how they were going to set up come championship time, they play great football. So they do great, great attacking football, and they have players all around the field that can shine at, you know, key times. Like, I think, you know, unsung heroes like, you know, Park Boyle, Conor O'Donnell Jr., players like that there that have really shone to light in the last number of seasons. So they have. So I think, you know, Niamh Connell, while they'll rest and regroup in the dark winter months, they're a team that, you know, like to lure teams into a false sense of security. They've done that in the championship down to the years where they might be losing at half time and they might be level, and then they blow teams out of the water in the second half. You know, they're nowhere near gone, but it's well open for any team now to take it. I would be edging towards St. Eunan's just because I think they're the second best team after Niamh Connell and team ahead of everyone else. But that remains to be seen on the day.
I'm making no more predictions because they were absolutely atrocious this weekend. I called... Why am I hanging myself out to dry here? But I called a lot of the games wrong this weekend. Thankfully, I didn't have a podcast last week, so I didn't go on air and say it. But listen, I think some of those results definitely raised an eyebrow or a two. And yeah, as we said earlier on... The intermediate final will take place in 2 weeks' time between Niamh Columba and Termin and Niamh of Padraig. Ishkaheen will take on Cairn Donagh in 2 weeks' time, while in the ladies, Termin beat Niamh Connell and Moville overcame St. Eunan. So Termin will take on Moville. Not sure when that one is, but probably 2 weeks' time, but we'll wait and see. So we're going to have a semi-final preview this weekend, because St. Michael's Donegal will be on, of course, and of course Gaedhore and St. Junan's, the two most successful teams in Donegal club football, both top of the roll of honour in the Dr. Maguire. And well, we're just one now game day away from the biggest showcase event in Donegal club football. My thanks to Alan Foley and to Conor Breslin of the Donegal Democrat, and of course earlier on Damien Devaney, our drama manager and All-Ireland winner with Donegal in 1992, Joyce McMullen. A big thanks to you, our loyal listeners. We know we had a little bit of a break, but we're definitely back now, and I want to give a big shout out to Austin O'Callaghan back at base, who throws out the podcast in rapid time. For me, Paddy McGill, from McCool Park in Ballybofey, bye for now, stay safe, and we'll talk to you later in the week.
FM. Donegal Plumbing and Heating, Old Lahey Road, Donegal Town. Suppliers of underfloor heating packages, aluminium radiators, Samson and Daikin air-to-water heat pumps, and all your renewable needs. And sponsors of the Donegal GAA podcast.